Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, as always, we start with current news, as in which shows are closing. Surprise of the week, Moulin Rouge. It will have played 2,265 performances and be the 36th longest-running show in Broadway history. That's a good, healthy run. Other shows saying bye-bye include Oedipus, Marjorie Prime, Bug, and All Out. P.S. I thought Operation Mincemeat closed a month ago, but it seems it's still up just briefly and worth catching if you haven't yet, by the way. And then there's Little Shop of Horrors, still playing at the West Side Theater off Broadway, where it has been for years, maybe decades. Well, it has some new cast members worth mentioning. Beginning March 6th, Tony winner Nikki M. James joins the cast as Audrey. And stage and screen performer Jordan Fisher puts on those spectacles to become Seymour. And then there is Tony nominee Andy Carl as Dr. Oren Scrivello. Those are all good names. And more casting news, John Cameron Mitchell from Hedwig and the Angry Inch and Simu Liu make their first appearances in the Broadway production of Cole Escola's Oh Mary! Exclamation point. That one's currently playing at the Lyceum Theater. Mitchell plays Mary Todd Lincoln, which was the role originated by the writer Escola, for performances through Sunday, April 26. Liu makes his Broadway debut as Mary's teacher, as in A Guy Named Booth. Yeah. Oh, and Second Stage Theater has named the complete cast for Becky Shaw, which starts performances at the Hayes Theater on March 18. Newly joining are Emmy Award nominee Madeline Brewer in her Broadway debut as Becky Shaw and Tony Award winner Lauren Patton. They join the previously announced Patrick Ball, Alden Ehrenreich, and three-time Tony nominee Linda Emont. Good cast. Gianfrido's Pulitzer Prize nominated dark comedy, Becky Shaw, follows a blind date that goes wildly off the rails. And one of my favorites, Tony winner Anika Noni Rose, has joined the cast of The Ballisters on Broadway. Rose won a Tony for her breakout performance in Caroline or Change and starred in the 2006 film adaptation of Dreamgirls alongside Beyoncé and Jennifer Hudson. But she probably made history voicing Tiana, the first Black Disney princess, in the animated feature, The Princess and the Frog. Penned by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright David Lindsay Abaire, The Ballisters is described as a wild ride through a small community with big feelings. And finally, you may want to get thee to Los Angeles. Oh, no, wait. This is bi-coastal. You don't have to go anywhere. Ben Platt and Rachel Zegler will star in a concert staging of Jason Robert Brown's The Last 5 Years at the Hollywood Bowl on Friday, April 3rd, and Radio City Music Hall on April 6th and 7th. Those tickets will go fast, trust me. So I saw several shows this past week worth mentioning, starting with An Ark, A-R-K, at the Shed. This one is written by Simon Stevens, produced by Ded Eckert, and features Ian McKellen and three other performers. Now, this is considered the first play created for mixed reality made possible by a new technology. You turn in your shoes, you put on a special pair of glasses. Soon you are hearing directly from the actors through those glasses. It only runs 47 minutes and manages to take you through the stories of the characters, and I suppose hoping you can relate to them. What can I say? If you're game, An Ark is up through March 1st at the Shed. And then I made it to City Center to see The Monsters. This is a two-character piece from the Manhattan Theater Club about an estranged brother and sister brought together by a shared interest in martial arts. This is a compelling, at times humorous, ultimately rather moving 90-minute piece. Though be warned, it's filled with expletives. The two performers are top-notch. That I finally got to playwright Douglas Carter Bean's take on the late and great Dorothy Parker. Yes. Finding Dorothy Parker is playing at the Laurie Beachman Theater, a cool, jazzy, well-tended downstairs venue on 42nd Street. Four delightful actresses, including Jackie Hoffman and Julie Halston, read some of the wild and wacky and, yes, wise words from Parker, even though she was less than kind to Katharine Hepburn, once saying the actress's performance ran the emotional gamut from A to B. Parker, of course, was the lone female at the famous Algonquin Roundtable, and her range of subjects ranged from A to Z, I promise. A death of the week worth mentioning, Roger Allers, who was co-director of the 1994 mega-hit The Lion King, a high point in Disney's renaissance in animation that began, of course, in the 1980s. And he then pivoted to help turn the film into a Tony-winning musical. Anyway, Allers died on January 17th at his home in Santa Monica, my hometown. He was 76. By this time, we can't even imagine a Broadway without a Lion King. Anyway, I hope you'll get to something creative this week, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.